Truly, there's nothing that fills you like love. Without love, there's always an emptiness. There's always a void. You can do without certain things in life and get along okay. But when God looked at Adam, he was void of love. He looked, and there was a man that had wanted love, but no one to reciprocate it with. So he created a woman so they could fill each other with love. What a beautiful story of Christ and creation and his love that he created with us. While we were yet sinners, he loved us. That's love. And died for us. Well, we were enemies of the cross. We were out there wandering around in our sins, and he was dying for you. That's love. And you never know the love of Christ until you realize you're lost. And when you realize you're lost, then you under a little bit understanding about the love that Christ has for us. I want to get right into what I teach tonight because I want to give it an amount of time that it's allotted to me. I want to finish. I want y'all to get a good look at this tie here. It'll probably be the last time you see this tie. Yes, in my haste, I got ready for church, and I threw my coat in. I didn't have my tie on. I threw it in there, and little did I know, I slammed the door, and part of that tie was going down the highway. I dried it off and fixed it as much as I could, but I might as well be honest. And so someone sees it, says, your tie looks like it's been through the ringer. Well, it has. Hallelujah. But if you see it again, then just don't say anything. 1 Corinthians 15 and 20 through 23. I saw a lady going from a wedding to the reception in her dress. She slammed the door and her white dress was, I don't know how the pictures turned out. 1 Corinthians 15 and 20. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits. They put this word together. I like that, and it's plural. Say that with me. First fruits. He become the first fruits of them that slept, for those that have already died. For since by man came death, what man was that? Adam. Since by Adam came death, by man, who was that? Jesus Christ, or the last Adam, came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam, all die. You can blame Adam for your death if you want to. But even so in Christ shall all be made alive. I'd rather thank Christ for life. So by Adam we all die. By Christ we all can be made alive. But every man after his own order. There was an order to this thing. And I want to talk about that tonight. Christ the first fruits after them that are Christ at his coming. Those that are, he said, asleep. He said, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we all shall be changed. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we that are alive and remain shall be caught up. But you're still going to die, and I don't think you're not going to die. Your flesh is still going to die because flesh and blood can't enter there. But I like that moment, twinkling of an eye kind of thing. I hope that's the way I go. I don't know about you. I don't want to lay with tubes out, and you know, I don't want to do that. Y'all come see me in a nursing home if I go? Nobody going to come see me. Look at that. David, you're going to take care of me if I go to the nursing home? We'll see. Take me, Jesus, before I get there, Lord. I'm going to wait for that moment in a twinkling of an eye. I heard some comments over there. I want to talk about after the order of first fruits. After the order of first fruits. Lord, open up our minds. We open up our Bible, open up our hearts and our understanding that we can understand what you have to say tonight and apply it to our lives. And our lives, we apply to other people's lives. And Lord, we're thankful for what you're doing and what you're going to do in this church. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. There, you may be seated. There is a principle of first fruits that we need to understand in order for us to be blessed of God. And the blessing to be a blessing to God. How many of you know you can be a blessing to God? And they blessed his name. And God can bless you. When he found Abraham, he blessed him. He said, you shall be blessed and you shall be a blessing. And so it works both ways. First fruits is obviously represents that beginning of an increase, right? If you don't have fruit, you don't have an increase, because the Bible says the seed was inside the fruit. So you don't have an increase unless you have fruit, because the fruit has the seed and the next seed makes another seed and it becomes a generational thing. So it is the fruit that has this seed, and that is the first fruit is the most, if you've ever raised a garden, the first fruit is the most desired fruit. It is the one you waited on. You worked and hoed and Brother Buddy, you planted the peas and fought the drought and all that. And that first fruit, especially on those fig trees, those first figs that get ripe, I'm telling you, y'all have the last ones. I want those first ones that get ripe. And they're so juicy and they're so plump. And it's the first fruit of my labor, you see. And that's why it's so rewarding, is because I worked and got nothing. And then all of a sudden, I get the best. You see, you got nothing, then all of a sudden, you get the best. And so from this standpoint, everybody that works should have an increase, right? If you labor and you don't have an increase, you labored in vain, the Bible says. So we should have an increase. So from this perspective, I'm not really talking about money. It does include money and the work of your labor and so forth to bring forth the first fruit. So the first fruit, I want you to understand this principle, because that's what we're going to talk about, the principle of the order of the first fruit. The first fruit is an indicator of the rest of the fruit. So that if you taste the first fruit and it's terrible, I assure you the rest of the fruit's not going to be any good. Because if the first fruit isn't any good, the rest of the fruit's not going to be any good. But if the first fruit is good, then usually that whole harvest is good. I've had oranges, and I ate the first one. I said, it's just a bunch of hull and no orange. They're all like that. But if I eat that first one, and it's sweet and it's good, the rest of them, there is an order to the first fruits. And so it becomes this indicator, if you will, of the quality of the fruit that will come after it. If the first fruit is holy, now I'm going to get to spiritual. If the first fruit is holy, then the rest of it will be holy. If the first fruit is corrupt, then the rest of it's going to be corrupt. So it matters what you do with your first fruits. Okay? Romans 11 and 16, you might want to keep your Bibles ready or your pencils ready, because I'm going to go through this pretty fast, but I'd like for you to remember it. It said, for if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. The whole thing is holy. If the first fruit is blessed, the rest of it is blessed. And if the root be holy, so also are the branches. If that root that's in the ground is holy, then it nourishes all the branches and all the leaves and all the vines, and it nourishes the fruit. So if the root of the thing is holy, then the rest of it is holy. It's a principal thing of first fruits. So God said that the first fruits belongs to you. No, that's not what it says, is it? He said the first fruits belongs to me. I get the first fruits. And I'm not talking about me personally. I'm talking about God. So if a person gives his first fruit to the Holy One, then the rest of it will be blessed. But if he uses it for corruptible things, then the rest of it will be corruptible. If God don't get the first part of it, then the rest of it is no good. How many of you would like to sit down at a table and eat and watch everybody eat, and right before you get through eating, you go, oh, would you like some? Oh, I saved you the little bit. No, you wouldn't like that. But when you sit down at the table and they say, you go first. Boy, there's a reverence. There's a feeling that goes along with that. There's an honor that goes. There's a holiness that goes along with that. That you preferred me before you preferred yourself. And God said, when you do that to me, you give me them leftovers. What you just ate won't settle in your stomach. But you give me the first fruit, and brother, the rest of that, you're going to enjoy it. you'll enjoy all the rest of it. Are you with me on my principle tonight? So this is a principle, the art of the first fruit. And the first fruit of God's creation in was not the birds and the bees. He said he created a man in his own image. The first fruit of creation of God was Adam. And so Adam was like God in almost every way. He wasn't a spirit, but he did have flesh and blood. He could think like God. He could act like God. He was eating the fruit off the vines he didn't labor for. He was drinking water he didn't work for. So he was so much like God. And God blessed his image. He blessed him, right? Isn't that what he said when he created? He blessed them. And so Adam was created with the capability of continually living as long as he ate of the fruit of all the trees except the one, right? The tree of knowledge and good and evil. And so as long as Adam ate the right fruit, God's first fruit remained. But along comes the evil one, Satan. And he wants God's first fruit, but he doesn't go to Adam to get it. He goes to Eve to get to Adam. If he can corrupt, see, if he corrupts Eve and she partakes of the fruit and eats, Eve dies, Adam buries her and say, well, she went back to dust. Lord, you got another woman in there somewhere? I got a bunch more ribs, Lord. That ain't the only rib I got, and I want you to know that. He'd have kept living. He wanted the first fruit because he understood the order of the first fruit. That if I can destroy the first fruit, then everything Adam produces will die. He will die and it will be corrupt from then on. So he used Eve to corrupt the first fruit. And many times he'll use all these things we gotta have to corrupt the first fruit. That's what he does. All these carnal things we have to do. I don't know what the first thing is on your mind when you get up, but I'm here to tell you it ought to be God. It ought to be God. We can work 8 hours and give God 8 minutes. God wants not leftovers, but first fruits. And what the devil wants to do is corrupt your first fruit so that the rest of it's no good. It's more than money, honey. Y'all, honey? So Satan knew that he could, if he could get Eve to get to Adam, then Adam would fall, he would sin. And if he would sin, he would die. And if the first fruit is no good, then the rest of them will die too. Everything that comes out of his seed will be corrupt. And so once Eve partook of the fruit and gave to Adam, and he did eat, the Bible said death reigned. Death couldn't escape it. I mean, maybe Elijah did and Enoch did, but you and I hadn't seen none of y'all escape it, and I hadn't either. But I want y'all come see me in a nursing home if I go now. Forget that. So by the transgression of God's first fruit, Adam, all the fruit that would come after his loins would be corrupt. It would sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and all will die. You have an appointment with death because the first fruit. The principle of first fruit. So Cain and Abel come along as the fruit, if you will, of Adam and Eve, right? The most dysfunctional family I know that there ever was the first one. One brother kills the other brother. How dysfunctional is that? But this is the fruit of corruption. This is what happens when the first fruit gets corrupted. It yields more corruption. And so Cain and Abel, I want to show you something. Cain and Abel bring forth an offering or a sacrifice unto God. And I don't know but what we have wrongly criticized Cain in some degree. And I'm not against the theory, because I do believe in the theory that to some degree that Cain's offering was rejected because it wasn't a blood sacrifice. Because Adam and Eve were covered with a skin and blood was shed. And we understand from Scripture, we're going to read it in a minute, that God did not respect Cain's sacrifice, but he did Abel's sacrifice. And we've always said, and I'm not against it, that it was because of the blood. But I want to show you something a little deeper. Go to Genesis 4 and 2. We understand here what their professions were. And she bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep. But Cain was a tiller of the ground. He doesn't raise blood. He raised turnip greens and mustard greens and black-eyed peas. In the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. I don't know that that's so bad, that he brought of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. But there's something missing here. Watch. Abel, he also brought of the firstlings. One brings of... Get some of that. Get some of that over there. They got some left over. Get it. We'll give that to God. But this man gave number one. Brought of the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering. And I'm not 100% sure it's all because of the blood. It didn't say it was offering for sin. They were just offering unto God. Maybe a peace offering. But we will find in Moses' law, they offered of their wheat and their barley. They offered the first of all of their labor. It was whatever your labor was. That's what you offered, the first of that. So in my mind here, when I read this, the difference between the one sacrifice and the other was simply the first. The order of the first fruit. But unto Cain, to his offering, he had no respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? He said, why hath thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? If thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. In other words, this will be a perpetual thing. If you don't get the first fruit right, then the next thing, watch what happens. And unto thee shall be the desire, his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And so what we find here that Cain, you know, has killed his brother and he don't want to fess up to it, and his blood's crying out from the ground. Verse 11, and now art thou cursed from the earth, which has opened up her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, now watch what he's cursing. He's cursing the thing that he does. He's cursing it because he didn't give him the first fruit of that ground. So if the first fruit, if you'll bless God with the first fruit, that ground is, it's not so hard to dig. Lord, look, I got more than I need. And you have an abundance of a crop because you gave God the first fruit. So he cursed the ground because he didn't, if the first fruit's not right, the rest of that's going to be corrupt. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. And if we don't offer God the first fruits of our labor, he will multiply whatever you give to him. If you give him corruptibles and you give him leftovers, he'll give you leftovers. So we find this principle of the first fruits. I'm going deeper each step, so stay with me. This principle of the first fruit is carried on to Abraham, which is our first patriarch, if you will, that recovers his nephew Lot, who has been was captured, and he's like five kings. He goes out and he gathers up all these jewels and things that weren't his. They were really the world stuff. But he goes and he gets Lot and he takes all these jewels these kings have and he brings them back. Now watch what he does with them. Genesis chapter 14 and 18. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. I want you to notice the order of first fruits here. The king of Salem was the high priest. I want you to notice. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest. The king was the priest. Is that ringing a bell? That when Christ comes, the king was the priest. So Melchizedek is the order of the first fruits. That's why he'll say after the order of Melchizedek. Because a king could not be a priest and a priest could not be a king. But this is a new order of the first fruits of being a king and a priest. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham, the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And he blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thine hand. And he gave him tenth or tithes, that's what it means, tenth of all. Of all. He gave him a tenth. That he gave him the, before he put it in his piggy bank, he said, God, here's unto you. And he paid tithes unto the king and the priest in one whack. This is a new order. This is the first fruits of bringing something into the storehouse of God.